This is 3D Up Close and Personal, talking about relationships.
My name's David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. 3D Up Close and Personal. Episode 3, What Men and Women Want in Relationships. We got a whole list of things we're going to talk about today on what men and women want, like financial, social status, physical appearance, character, education, religious beliefs, occupation, and living arrangements. Let's start off with financial. David, what you expect a woman should have in financial?
I really think financially, I'm looking for a woman that is capable of being responsible with finance. So what level she's at, I want her to care about credit, care about spending and indebtedness. She at least cares about goals and where she wants to go. Just showing some responsible financial characteristics, period. That's really what I'm looking for. Some of the red flags might be if you have a mate or a person you're dating and they seem like they're always in financial trouble, wanting to borrow money or ask for financial gifts.
Baby, can you loan me some money?
And especially if they bring those kind of things up at the onset of a dating relationship, that's a bright red flag.
It might even have the red police light on it. I could be with an average woman, because I'm an average guy, that makes a decent living. But money management, because I heard an entertainer named James Brown say he could make the money, but he couldn't manage the money. And that was his problem. So he knew how to get the dollar, but you just keep it. And a lot of people say that it really doesn't make a difference on how much you make, but how you manage it. Live within your means.
Yeah, definitely.
What about you, Danielle? Because we have to have a woman's point of view. This is not a guy show.
The research I've done, I'd say that women definitely want the man to be like financially stable.
Money.
Prefer for you to have more finances because they want to be cared for financially.
I want to be a kept woman.
And some women are acceptable of like picking up the slack, making the extra money if the guys are at home actually doing something, not sitting around doing nothing.
Get off that couch.
They want to feel like you're contributing somewhere. Otherwise, their resentment builds up.
I used to like you.
I'm in a relationship where I was out of work and I did more domestically. But really, the guy still has to step up, you know, and try to find some work.
Get a job.
What I did, since I wasn't working as much, I did more domestic. And then I even went to the food pantries, bring something to the table.
Cool.
If they're struggling, look a little harder for employment. You know, it just depends on the situation. But now, if the person just doesn't care.
I don't care.
Nothing's going to happen.
No doubt.
Social status. I dated a woman that worked in a law firm. She wasn't a lawyer. She was the receptionist. And they had the annual Christmas dinner. Nice hotel ballroom. Everybody was dressed up. And she told me, tell them you're a bartender. Okay, they never asked, so I didn't have to lie. Sometimes social status is how you want people to perceive you.
Sometimes social status can put a prospective mate at an advantage or at a disadvantage based on the point of view. If someone is, you know, perceived to be at a lower social status, if they're perceived to be an average regular guy or blue collar worker, depending on the lady's point of view, so he might be perceived as being a disadvantage, depending on the lady, you know, because all ladies are different.
Danielle, what did you tell me about women are looking for the three sixes?
6 feet tall, packing at least 6 inches, and making six figures. That's what they are looking for.
Oh, 3 sixes. That's the same with the devil. Okay.
And I guess for lunch, they want some devil ham.
I hate to make dating sound like, you know, so consumer-oriented.
Mr. Right in the dating section.
It boils down to almost thinking like a customer, you know, and perceived value. Everything boils down to value. Finance definitely plays a role in this because whether you're a man or, you know, looking at a woman or a woman looking at a man, you look prettier, you look sexier as a woman if you're working. Likewise, it wouldn't surprise me to find out women think the same way about men. The guy he looks better if he's working a job or making more money. It influences how they appear.
Guy was a janitor. and women looked at him. He's an average looking guy. It might have been his perception, but it looked like they was, you know, trying to flirt with him, but he had to be professional. At the point, maybe they was thinking he was sexy because he was working. Prospect.
The other thing is, when it comes to being attractive, sometimes attractiveness is not so much governed by the way your mate is looking at you, but also the way that you look at yourself.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Man that's got a job, your woman that's got a career or income that you're proud of, that person likes themselves more. They have a better fund of self-esteem. Yeah. And if they like themselves more, they will radiate more attractiveness to the opposite sex just because they have the self-esteem of having a job or a high-paying career. It all factors into physical attractiveness.
I heard a poem a long time ago said, beauty's only skin deep and ugly's down to the bone. So when the beauty so when the beauty goes away and the ugly comes to stay, you know I'll soon be gone.
That's a good poem.
I'm going to have to marinate on that.
People need to hear that poem.
Yes, yeah.
But it's kind of sad, though, because at the end it says, when the beauty goes away and the ugly comes to stay, you know I'll soon be gone. So basically, like roses or some kind of flower, once you cut it from the source, it's slowly dying. Eventually, those flowers will die.
Yeah.
Appearances, physical appearance, it's going to catch up with the best of us.
No doubt.
And the worst of us, given enough time. It is one of those things that we measure when we're first considering a prospective date. And for some of us, that might even be something that we look at even further along the dating pathway. Even if you're not new in a relationship, you've been together, you might be looking at your mate thinking, okay, wait a minute.
This is not the person I met three years ago.
You're becoming older or uglier or
maybe heavier.
It's possible.
It depends. The thing is, to keep your mate is keep doing the same thing that you did to get your mate.
And that's hard because sometimes you figure, okay, well, I'm single. I don't mind working out, taking care of myself and combing my hair and brushing my teeth, but I'm married. I'm comfortable.
Take me as I am.
Maybe a little too comfortable, you know what I mean? I don't think nobody wants to smell chitlin breath. You say hi, but your breath say, that's kind of rough, man. She passed you a little spray bottle, Banaka. No, take a blast, baby.
So, I mean, really, the takeaway here is maintenance. If you care about relationship success, you got to care about maintenance.
Yeah, what about physical appearance? What people are looking for, what men want, what women want, besides the three sixes?
I was just doing women because I thought that was where my forte was supposed to be. Women ain't that thick. This would be real. You just have to take care of your hygiene because women are very forgiving on appearance. They're more so focused on characteristics. Not saying women don't try to glutton what they find attractive, but be a lot more forgiving of flaws than men. And men seem to be more visual. I think women, it really boils down to your character and your hygiene.
Average women, because some women is like, I'm making 5 figures. These dudes making 4 figures. I don't know.
Well, they're saying that the men who have just as much money as them have more options. So why would they necessarily choose them? Men don't care about how much women make. These are the people I'm hearing all over the internet. What she look like? And is she going to be a quality wife and bear my children?
Maybe that's why men are looking at appearance and judging appearance, because we want women to be built like
a brick house.
They have hips so that they look like they'll be successful in bearing children. If you want kids, or if you care about sex, if you care about the sexual act, producing kids, and that's a whole other subject.
That's another episode.
Yeah, oh my goodness.
But it all factors into appearance.
Yes, that's true.
What about character?
What I got, the women look for in a partner is integrity, sensitivity, intimacy, to be honorable, faithful, and protection, and honesty.
Eagle Scout.
It can be done, though.
It can be. Again, there's some guys out there that will take care of the woman. But it's got to be reciprocation. Because, see, all this giving with no reciprocation, it just takes away the joy. It takes away the drive of wanting to take care of the woman. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Men, likewise, looking for honesty. We're definitely looking for respect. Men like to be looked up to, respected, or admired by the woman. You know, I guess it's a matter of our gender and are being in possession of a male's ego. Also, some of these are kind of universal across both of the genders, you know, as far as wanting A sense of commitment or loyalty are some of the character traits, I think, that are pretty, you know, common ground between both the genders. Sometimes, depending on the man, may be seeking femininity.
She's sexy.
However he judges femininity, that may be something that's kind of sought after as far as a character they want to see. And likewise, a woman wants to feel like her man is truly a man. You want to feel like, hey, he's masculine. I can feel safe with him, or I can feel secure with him, that kind of thing.
There was some lyrics off one of these rap songs said, you want your man to sing or read your poetry. You want to slow dance and hold hands out in the street. You need him protected, no worries from harm. You want diamonds and pearls, rings and charms. You want him home with you each and every night, and each and every day drinking Canada Act Right. That's a great guy.
Where is that guy living at?
Because he's got a whole line of women just waiting on him. The character, you know, being considerate and caring and you know, and sometimes thoughtful. Somebody told me some famous last words that
everybody don't think like you.
I might be thoughtful. I looked out for this person. But with these phones, you can program your phone and calendar with little reminders. I need to do this and do that. Because you're wrapped up in your day and just forget. Somebody just to be thought about, it really goes a long way. For some people, not everybody. What about educational? Women with degrees and there's a guy with a high school diploma. But the guy may win her over with appearance and character. And man's lovemaking brings it home. She's speaking in a foreign language. Need an interpreter, you know. Did you know what she said? She said, ooh, that feels really good.
Education, I think it comes down to similar to finance. Men may not have a lot of, you know, expectations of, you know, education levels. It all depends on the man's value. Some men might have values that... they want their woman to have a four-year degree, you know, or a certain, or to be career-oriented. And then other times that might not be the highest priority, where they just want the woman to be more of a nurturer, period, and to have, you know, respect for herself, to have something that she's passionate about, you know, apart from formal education.
I think part on social status, like for instance, the woman might be a part of a sorority and she still hangs around with the alumni. You say, what does he do? Well, he's a truck driver, but he treats me nice. Well, girl, if you're happy, okay. You should have some internal happiness by yourself. If this person brings a little joy to your life and you guys get along, heck with the rest of the world, because you got to deal with that person.
And sometimes opposites attract, too. I have a lot of formal education. I got some degrees under my belt, but it's not the biggest priority to me. You know, sometimes I'm looking just to see what the person is about. Apart from their education, I'm not necessarily attracted to somebody that, you know, has the same educational background as myself. Yeah. And likewise, you know, a person doesn't really have formal education degrees under their belt. Maybe they are intrigued or impressed by a prospective mate that has, you know, education that's having some kind of positive influence on them.
Maybe financial security.
Yeah. Is any?
Unfortunately, it's a lot of people in this country and maybe even throughout the world that have multiple degrees, but they're not working in their field of study.
It's true.
What about religious beliefs? Because some people believe that this is like a cuff from Christianity under the same yoke. Like if they're a Baptist and a Baptist, or a Muslim and a Muslim, Jewish and a Jewish, like some kind of eye to eye on a spiritual belief.
I think it's important to have similar beliefs because... it can lead to arguments and misunderstandings. I mean, just having different values on what's important to you in life or, you know, what's not important.
Sometimes people go to your place of worship just to be with you, to get you. They're not really interested in what's being delivered to the body. I'm with you and this is what you do. I'm going to be with you. After they get them, they don't go no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I can only speak from a Christian point of view. I've never really practiced any other religion. It seems like a Christian believer gets involved with someone who practices another religion or is an atheist, it definitely takes the chances of relationship success way down over time.
Right, yeah. Especially if they really devout with their beliefs. Some people, they claim to be something, but they really ain't.
They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk.
What about living arrangements? A guy's got an apartment and this woman, she's got a house. Oh, how about this? A guy living in an RV, a woman's got a house. Is that a turnoff? Is that really important in choosing a mate?
I think probably only when it comes to deciding if you're going to like live together. Other than that, I think if you're holding your own, I think it's just at that person's discretion. What kind of standards does that person have for themselves, and do they want to have those same standards for someone else?
Right. Because this would probably be a turnoff for men and women that somebody's staying with relatives. Because I've heard women tell me stories that, I'm taking care of my mother. She's living with me. And all the time, it's really the other way around. Mm. She's living with mom, and she's going to get the house after mom died, which is cool. That's the inheritance. That would help out. Have a piece of property. Slice the American pie. But saying something like that, that would be like counter dishonest.
I had a woman use it on me one time as a qualifier. I was eliminated as a prospect. We got to talking. We were getting to know each other. She told me about her big house she had in the gated community, country club. She's like, okay, where you stay at? I said, oh, I'm over here in the apartment. I'm trying to get my life together. That conversation didn't last no longer than that. Sometimes it can be a qualifier as far as where you live at, where you stay. A woman is looking for a guy to be living better than her or doing better than her.
Everybody's not on the same playing field or goals or what they want to make. It just depends. Basically, it's just really trial and error. Our time has expired. This is the end of what men and women want in a relationship. And this is 3D up close and personal.
I'm talking about relationships.
My name's David.
I'm Danielle.
And I'm Daryl. 3D up close and personal.
3D Up Close and Personal, the relationship podcast, with a new episode every Thursday. You can find 3D Up Close and Personal wherever you find your podcast, and is produced by
Parks Media Group, PMG.
And additional music provided by Yumi Multimedia, LLC, 2024, all rights reserved.
Like and subscribe
and share.